It is Future Leaders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the MyFM Newsroom, being joined in the studio there right now with Emma Martin Roussel. And so much, thank you so much for joining us here today. It's a pleasure to have you. And yeah, and we're just pleased to have you part of our feature today.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess my first question for you right out of the gate, we know that you are a student in BC at university. Kind of walk us through a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm studying in the Bachelor of Arts program there, Faculty of Arts. I went to that program not really knowing what I wanted to do. You know, coming from Deep River, we have a lot of people who go the nuclear engineering route, and that's just not me. So, you know, still figuring things out. It's a beautiful campus. I'm definitely a go-getter, wanted to get out of the province, see what happens. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it out there.
Was it a little scary to kind of leave home at first, being so young?
A bit, but I did. I went on exchange in grade 11. I lived in France for a year, so I definitely got a bit used to being away from home then. But my parents still hemmed and hawed a bit about, oh, are you sure you want to go that far from home? I had a couple options in province, but in the end, it ended up working out pretty well.
No, that's good. Good for you. So kind of talk us what you know, you hope to do after your graduation.
You know, being in an arts program, we have a lot of different options. I just transferred into a program where I'll be able to do some more business-oriented courses. I'm getting a master's in management, so I'm hoping to go into marketing. This year, I worked with the Arts Undergraduate Society at my school, which is like kind of like our student council for the faculty, and I worked in engagement, which is just marketing, communications, things like that. That kind of piqued my interest, so I'm thinking somewhere in that route, but being an arts student, it's kind of, we'll see what happens in the next four-ish years, so...
Well, that kind of answers my next question. I was going to ask you where you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, honestly, don't really know. I've toyed with a lot of different ideas. Like throughout high school, I think I changed my mind about what I wanted to do about 50 times. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I've looked at law school. I've looked at, you know, getting a job at a big bank, doing marketing, something like that. We'll see what happens. And we'll see what opportunities come up, I guess. But
So... Obviously, you've gone out and about a lot. You left the Ottawa Valley to pursue school to a different province. Why do you find that a lot of young people your age are facing challenges these days?
I think definitely there's a lot of pressure on my generation. You know, we can see the housing market and the job market are not great. You know, living in Vancouver, one of the most expensive cities in Canada, made that decision for myself. I know a lot of people who are graduating out there and really struggling to find jobs. So I think it's a lot of pressure to, you know, build that resume. And like, even like for me personally, my parents don't put a ton of pressure on me, but I still do feel some like obligation to make my family proud. But hoping I'm doing my best there, but yeah, definitely tough for people my age, but we're getting through it.
Oh, Emma, you're off to a good start. I wouldn't worry about that at all. Let's talk about some of the big influences in your life. You just mentioned your parents. Everyone always seems to refer to their mom and dad. Are you any different?
Oh, no, not at all. Definitely. I just said to my mom in the car before I came in, of course, I have to thank my parents because all they've given me, all the opportunities, you know, even being from the Valley, being from a small town, I think we have a really good sense of community in Deep River. Like I mentioned, I went on exchange and having like people who come up to me and say, oh, like you went on exchange. I saw you in the paper and things like that. It's good to have a community rallied around me.
Do you have any advice for anybody who might be 20 like yourself, or maybe still maybe late high school looking to, you know, kind of go the arts route like you did?
Like I said before, I think it's something that's, I wouldn't say frowned upon, but definitely astray from the norm, if you will. But I think definitely if it's something you're passionate about and you know, listen, I'm not into the sciences, I'm not into the math, definitely to go for it and see what options there are. A lot of people think that an arts degree is unemployable, but I would disagree. As long as you're able to find those opportunities, get yourself involved, whether it be in your community or at your university, that's definitely the way to go.
So again, a lot of the arts conversations that we have and what we hear a lot, and you know, we've heard that time and time again where, you know, it's an unemployed, you know, field type thing, right? But it just leads to so many different things.
And, exactly.
What are some of the things that, I know you mentioned a few off the top of what the direction you're wanting to go, but there's also different arts programs as well, right?
Well, at least at UBC, I think it depends on the school you go to, but UBC, we have so many different options for majors and things to do, and there's lots of opportunities on that campus. And same with other more local universities for people who aren't looking to go all the way across the country. I think that there's, as long as you look for the opportunities, you can find them. And a lot of the times, honestly, you just need a university degree to get jobs at this point. And even then, sometimes you even don't. So definitely depends on the person, but keep looking for them jobs, to look at the different opportunities, you know, reach out to people and network. Because in the Valley, I feel like it's easy to talk to people who've had all these different experiences. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Emma. It is Future Leaders Day here on MyFM. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.